Among all of the Bard's great plays, Othello can be perhaps the most difficult to do. On the one hand, you have the clear view of men in all their glory and all their deep disgust, their best and worst. Take Othello himself, a warlord of huge ability who simply is not able to cope with the world around him. Then there's Iago, a nasty little guy who can be a charmer until his needs, his hatred of anyone who gets in his way, just plain take over. On the female side, there's Desdemona, she who blithely disposes her father's wishes and marries Othello. She loves her life as a leader's bride until the terror of his hatreds and needs come about, that is. Add the low-born but ever so moral servant Emilia. She has almost nothing except a willingness to be decent, to be helpful. Until her violent death, that is. These four are just the beginning. Othello moves on demonstrating the worst of leaders and their followers. It's a challenge all around. At Trinity, they've chosen to present all of this with a wide open face. No attempt to hide anything is made. The bad are very bad, and the ending is hardly hidden, but really thrown in your face by director Whitney White. The theater has placed this Othello in modern times. The guys are all in boots and jeans. They carry semi-automatic weapons and wear military uniforms. They are a tough bunch. The women dress in minis and, as much as they can in a man's world, try to carry out their own ideas. They are clearly better humans than their male counterparts. The entire production is, as was Shakespeare's original, a dazzling disaster. Jude Sandy gives us an Othello filled with fear and desire. Sometimes his vocal work is hard to understand, especially in the huge 360-degree seating format now at the upstairs theater. But there is no doubt that the actor makes his man a tormented leader, a general destined to eventually lose through his own needs, his own desires. As Desdemona, Rebecca Gibble is at once a winner and a woman destined to fail. She's beautiful and sexy, lost and done in a performance both powerful and winsome. Then there's Stephen Thorne, who makes the poor Iago sometimes charming and delightful, sometimes foul and filthy. He is the full man determined to rise, fated to fail. And then there's Angela Brazil, whose Amelia simply rises from the poor near slave to a woman of incredible fortitude and love in a perfect performance. So this production, wrapped as it is with music and song, and flashed with lighting sometimes glittering, sometimes dark as Shakespeare's play itself, is no normal Othello. If you go, and you should, remember that it will be a new take, a new way to see a very old classic. This version of Othello truly harks back to the days of founding director Adrian Hall's leadership at Trinity. Take what we give you, even if it's a little rocky, a little off-center.